This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Probably the best there is in the business. College basketball analyst, insider for ESPN, Jay Billis, joining us here at 97.3 The Fan. Jay, on with Ben and Woods in San Diego, where we're having a college basketball season for the ages, as you know. It's good to have you.
Great to be with you guys. How's everything going?
Good, fantastic. Good. First of all, I know as a Blue Devil, that was a tough one for Coach Krzyzewski last night on the team. You don't usually see that at a Duke.
Yeah, it's it happens with teams. They go in, they were flat, and I expected the emotional letdown last week, honestly, against Florida State after they had that emotional win against North Carolina. But it turns out it was a week later. But you don't get too worked up over this stuff. I mean, you see it in the NBA all the time. In the NBA, it's called a schedule loss as to where it falls on the schedule. But traditionally, Duke has had a hard time at NC State. It was just, this one, they were never in it. They got down early, and then they mounted a little bit of a comeback in the second half. But, after NC State hit a couple shots to push it back up to 15, you knew the game was over.
And you're absolutely right. And I kind of set you up with this because they're college kids. They're 19, 20, 21 years old. They're going to have off days. They're going to have tests and finals and up late. And yet San Diego State, every time someone thinks, okay, this is going to be the letdown game, the altitude, they just clinched the Mountain West like they did in the last game against Boise State, 26-0, regardless of conference nowadays, Jay, is mind-boggling to me, and I don't know how they're doing this. I mean, they're a great team, obviously, but even up close watching this team, it is hard to fathom how consistently good they have been this season.
Yeah, well, first let me politely push back a little bit on this idea that they're college kids. I mean, they are adults, but we see this kind of emotional letdown stuff at every level of play.
True.
Whether it's the NBA, NFL, how many times have the Patriots lost to the Dolphins? And how many times does the best team in the NBA lose to the worst team in the NBA? It happens all the time. So it's not just some function of college kids having tests and girlfriends and all that stuff. But to your point about San Diego State, San Diego State's legit. They are really, really good. And they can, they've got guys. I mean, I watched their game against Boise State really closely and then watched the tape of it again afterwards. And, man, there's a loose ball. Matt Mitchell gets them all. And they're diving on the floor, on the road. They don't take anything for granted. It seems like everyone on the team has not only accepted and embraced a role, but they are stars in their roles. K.J. Fagan, hunts shots and never hesitates. He catches the ball to shoot it. And if the defense takes the shot away, then he makes a read and adjusts to it. And Yanni Wetzel is really good and looking for offense, and I'm very impressed with everybody and how they play their particular roles. And Malachi Flynn's an NBA player. He's an NBA player. The only thing I would say that they've got an issue with is with the way they switch when they get in the NCAA tournament and they get against they get in the second weekend. There are going to be teams that are going to put Wetzel in ball screens. And if they switch, they're going to attack him. If he gets in any kind of foul trouble, that's a problem. But everybody's got that. There's nobody – I don't think there's a team out there that you can say, okay, well, yeah, they can lose their big guy, to fouls. That's not an issue. But I do think it's a vulnerability on a team that hasn't shown very many. And I can't imagine a scenario unless they lose two games where they're not going to be a number one seed.
We are talking to Jay Billis from ESPN here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, listen, we're out here on the West Coast. Yeah, the term West Coast bias exists for a reason. It happens. The Aztecs, I think, have used some of that as motivation. And they've ripped off an impressive string of wins. How long does it take, Jay, before it crosses a guy like your desk? I mean, 13-0, now 14, 15, 16, 17. Here they sit today, 26-0. How long does it usually take before the people on the East Coast are like, you know what? I'm a believer now.
Well, guys like me aren't the problem. Like, I see all the teams play, and I'm from the West Coast. So
you know,
like the West Coast bias thing, honestly, is just an excuse. Like, everybody knows how good San Diego State is. The problem is they're not on television. You know, you have to hunt to find them on, like, CBS College Sports Network, and that's no disrespect to that, but they're not on ESPN. They're not on, you know, CBS doesn't have them on national games. And you know, so, and look, traditionally, San Diego State has been very good, but not great. It's not been a team that's been in the Elite Eight or the Final Four, all that stuff. And they've not even won to the level that Gonzaga has won, where Gonzaga's in the Sweet 16 all the time. But even Gonzaga goes into blackout, honestly, once you get to conference play, and people aren't quite as interested in those games. And that, you know, I'm not making that up. That's the way it is. And so it's hard to complain about that when you know, 1 year. And look, San Diego State's got a really good program, but let's take it out to objectivity. 1 year they're kick-ass unbelievably good, and they're going, how come nobody's watching? Well, that it's hard for people to catch on. You know who's dealing with the same thing? Baylor. And Baylor's on ESPN all the time, but people aren't used to it. We live in a culture where brand names and big shots get all the attention. It's the same thing in the NFL. Like, you know, I'm sure the Kansas City Chiefs were making the same argument. How come nobody knows some of our secondary players when they know all the secondary players on the Patriots? It's because that's the way the world works. You know, it's not like a slight to San Diego State. You know, it's not like America has forgotten the fifth largest economy in the world out in California. It's just that's the way it goes.
Jay, speaking of Gonzaga, you mentioned the Bulldogs, and they got a big game against BYU on the road on Saturday. When the committee came out with their top 16, their little preview a couple of Saturdays ago, they had Gonzaga slightly ahead of San Diego State. And while that's you know, fine and good, it doesn't really matter until Selection Sunday. It could have an impact on the tournament if one team has to go out east as a one seed and the other one gets to stay west, especially for San Diego State. The possibility to just go up the road to Staples Center for the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight would be huge. Have you seen any change between then and now between Gonzaga and San Diego State? I personally look at some of the early wins from San Diego State. Creighton by 30. The Blue Jays are certainly playing really well now, pushing maybe top 10. Iowa, and obviously if BYU continues to play well, those victories seem to have more value, whereas Gonzaga's top wins, Arizona, Oregon, North Carolina, aren't looking quite as impressive as they might have early in the season.
Yeah, that's fair. You know, I think you have to get down to which team you think is better. And I think Gonzaga is a little bit better of an offensive team. They're a little bit deeper. I think they still have six, close to seven guys that average in double figures. So they can score in a variety of ways. And they're a little bit better on the interior, I think, than San Diego State. But San Diego State's better defensively, much better defensively. And I think the best case scenario for both Gonzaga and San Diego State is that they wind up 1-2 in the West. And honestly,
Brian Dutcher would agree with you.
Yeah, if I were on the committee, that's what I would endeavor to do, is to have them, you know, they're always talking about they want to keep teams in their natural regions, blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you got a chance now. Put San Diego State and Gonzaga 1-2 in the West and let them both be in their natural regions when both their fan bases can get there to see them, and then travel out. Like, I think I'm a big believer that, especially with mid-major programs, that sort of the baseball concept of tie goes to the runner should be in effect. And that is, if it's a close call, you do what's in the best interest of the mid-major. And look, I think when it's a clear-cut call, you put the best team in that position. But when it's a close call, when it's a tie, then you give the little guy the leg up in that, and let the big guy fight their way out of it. Because I don't think it's that big of a deal, and especially when it's regarding this sort of regional stuff. I think if we've made the determination you want to keep teams closest to their natural region, then do it. And make the moneyed elites travel a little bit more because they're used to it. That shouldn't be that big of a deal.
Talking to ESPN's Jay Billis, big game on ESPN Saturday morning, 9 a.m. our time. Number one Baylor against number three Kansas. Every eye going to be on that one, Jay. How big is it, though? I mean, I don't really have any question marks about either of these teams. Whoever wins, I still feel like the other one is a legit national championship contender. What's your thought on this matchup?
Yeah, I think it's a huge game simply because it's got number one seed implications. I think both these teams, and number one overall seed, I think both these teams could still be win or lose, still be number one overall seed, or number one seeds, maybe not number one overall. But I tend to think if you're a title contender and you want to win this thing, winning these games is important, and establishing yourself in games like this is important. I think it's especially important for Kansas after having been beaten already by Baylor when they weren't 100% to go on and being beaten in Allen Fieldhouse to go on the road and win this thing. And I know Kansas wants to win. Like I get sort of the idea, and I'm not throwing this back at you, but I get sort of the idea that, well, they're both going to be in the tournament. They're both going to be high seed, so who cares? But, you know, if you're a competitor and you want to win your league, and Kansas wants to win the league, Baylor hasn't won the league. They want to win the league. And if you want to win the league and hang a banner up in your building, these are big-time important games. And I think both these teams value their league championship, and it's for a league championship. Because you could say the same thing in any sport. Well, it doesn't mean anything they're both going to make the playoffs, or it doesn't mean anything they're both going to do this. I think it has tremendous meaning to these players and to the coaches and to the fans. And I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be a fist fight.
Jay, I've been looking forward to this conversation. It did not disappoint. I thank you very much. Just quickly, probably too late this year because the Aztecs are playing their final Saturday home game against UNLV this week. But I would love to see the College Game Day, your crew, get out to a Viejas Arena in that amazing atmosphere maybe next season, especially if Malachi Flynn decides to come back for one more year. I don't know that he will, but that would be very exciting to see you guys out.
It doesn't take a lot of arm twisting to say come out to 75 degrees in February. That's pretty easy. We were at Michigan State last week, and it was we landed. It was 10 degrees in Detroit. So I'm on board. You got my vote.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you out here. If we do, we'll look you up. It is about 75 today on the forecast. So exactly what you're missing. Jay Billis, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
ESPN NCAA. Analyst, insider Jay Billis on our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU for you or visit SDCCU.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.